Welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded live at our Sunday morning service. Our speaker today is Mike Gillingham, reader at St. James, and we continue our series on the Holy Spirit. Today our talk is entitled Strength to Endure. The readings this week are taken from Isaiah 40, verses 21 to 24, then 28 to 31, and 2 Corinthians 4, verses 7 to 18. You can watch the whole service on our YouTube channel, which is linked on our website.
Our first reading this morning is taken from the book of Isaiah. And the title of this chapter are Words of Comfort. And they certainly are. I think Isaiah was perhaps thinking, do these people really not know who God is and what God can do for them? And it asks those two questions. And this particular reading ends with those very famous words about rising and soaring on eagle's wings. So, Isaiah chapter 40, verses 21 to 24 and 28 to 31. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Sorry, I've skipped a bit. I'll go back and start again. Ahead of myself. But it starts exactly the same way. Do you not know? Have you not heard? Has it not been told to you from the beginning? Have you not understood since the earth was founded? He sits enthroned above the circle of the earth, and its people are like grasshoppers. He stretches out the heavens like a canopy and spreads them like a tent to live in. He brings princes to naught and reduces the rulers of this world to nothing. No sooner are they planted, no sooner are they sown, no sooner do they take root in the ground than he blows on them and they wither. And the whirlwind sweeps them away like chaff. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is everlasting, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on eagles, on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. This is the word of the Lord.
As Ed mentioned, our second reading is from Paul's letter to the Corinthians. This is Paul's second letter to the church at Corinth, who were struggling, shall we say. So he's writing to remind them of his relationship with them and to encourage them, because they were a church that was really struggling with all sorts of issues, and he really wanted them to remain strong in their faith. I'm reading this from the Message, so the words might be slightly different, but I just felt it spoke to us today really well. So this is Paul's second letter to the Corinthians, chapter 4, verses 7 to 18. If you only look at us, you might well miss the brightness. We carry this precious message around in unadorned clay pots of our ordinary lives. That's to prevent anyone confusing God's incomparable power with us. As it is, there's not much chance of that. You know for yourselves that we're not much to look at. We've been surrounded and battered by troubles, but we're not demoralised. We're not sure what to do, but God knows what to do. We've been spiritually terrorised, but God hasn't left our side. We've been thrown down, but we haven't been broken. What they did to Jesus, they do to us. Trials and torture, mockery and murder. What Jesus did among them, he does in us. He lives. Our lives are at constant risk for Jesus' sake, which makes Jesus' life all the more evident in us. While we're going through the worst, you're getting in on the best. We're not keeping quiet about this, not on your life. Just as the psalmist wrote, "I believe it, so I said it." We say what we believe, and what we believe is that the one who raised up the Master Jesus will just as certainly raise us up with you, alive. Every detailed work to your advantage and to God's glory. More and more grace, more and more people, more and more praise. So, we're not giving up. How could we? Even though, on the outside, it looks like things are falling apart on us, on the inside, where God is making new life, not a day goes by without his unfolding grace. These hard times are small potato compared to the coming good times, the lavish celebration prepared for us. There's far more here than meets the eye. The things we see now are here today, gone tomorrow. But the things we can't see now will last forever. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. Our Father, we pray that your word may be written in our hearts and in our lives. Amen. How has your week been? I must say, I always think that a sermon is preached first to the person preaching, so I'm a bit bothered. Earlier on this year, I spoke on wisdom in suffering, and now I've got to speak on strength in weakness. I'm worried about what lies ahead. And I expect if I went round the church, there would be different faces picked out. Which one of those matches you this week? I rather like the one, and I feel like it, the one that's upside down on the left there. I feel upside down a bit this week. I hope not too many of you are the bottom right one there. Really angry. I hope there are some smiles. Good. But I'll tell you one thing. I don't think that your joy will have been enhanced by this lot. The really powerful people in the world. The real powers before whom we cower. Or do we? This is what Isaiah had to say. And I'm glad we heard it that extra time, Nigel. It's worth hearing again, because we forget it. We see those faces and we think, oh my. But isn't it being told us all the time that we understand it's the foundation of the earth? God is mighty. He's enthroned above the circle of the earth. And its people are like grasshoppers. Have you ever been on top of a tall building and looked down on a crowd? And the people are like emmets, we call them here, don't we? And if you don't know what an emmet is, speak to me afterwards. We're not dealing with just some little man here. He's the one who stretches out the heavens like a canopy, spreads them out like a tent. He brings princes to naught. Now, I mean, not many powerful princes at the moment, but whoever it is who's in power, he can bring them to naught. He reduces the rulers of this world to nothing. It takes Michelangelo to show the power of God. He spoke and it happened. He made the sun and the moon and everything else. God said and it was done. And it was good and perfect. Everything and everybody. And there are two pictures of those powerful ones. Grasshoppers and chaff blown by the wind. Here's a combine harvester bringing in the good seed. And the chaff that's worth nothing is blowing away in the wind. Where is Caesar, Hitler, and Stalin? I thought of the old song. The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. So first, don't look to the seemingly powerful who would seek to oppress us. But God is the source of real strength. He increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. I remember being there. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. Those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. Sometime, read Hebrews 11 if you haven't read it. It talks about a great cloud of witnesses. And it's not people looking at us to see what we're doing. It's people getting up in a dock and saying, I saw God do this. I saw God do that. By faith we did this. By faith we did that. Many witnesses to God's power. And you will realize fairly soon that this is one of my favorite pictures from the Bible. Not just because I like eagles. I'm always pleased when I see one. You might think the picture is one of overwhelming strength. Eagles are big and powerful, but that's not it. These great and heavy birds, and incidentally, you might spot the odd vulture if you're very good, but most of them are eagles. These birds, they're not flapping. They're not exerting great energy. And yet they soar. They spread out their wings and they rise. Not through a great effort. It must have seemed like magic to people like Isaiah. He had no idea, except that he knew that somehow God did this for them. You may not have thought before of God's Spirit as a convection current, but here's one for you. They hold out their wings and God lifts them. Not by flapping, but by his Spirit. We may be weak, but he is strong. Those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength and soar on wings like eagles. I was reminded of the hymn, Over a Thousand Tongues to Sing, My Great Redeemer's Praise. And it says, he speaks and listening to his voice, new life the dead receive, the mournful broken hearts rejoice, the humble poor believe. Hear him, ye deaf, his praise ye dumb, your loosened tongues employ. You blind, behold your Saviour come, and leap ye lame for joy. We're all lame and blind and deaf, but we can hear our Lord. So we have a treasure. This is the Froome Hoard. I thought I'd choose a local one. There are many around. And the vessel, the earthen vessel, is old and broken. But what's inside is a treasure that's been cleaned up and made wonderful, very valuable. I don't know how much money, sorry. The article didn't say. but worth an awful lot of money, a great treasure in an earthen vessel. Do you think you ought to be a superman or superwoman? Paul says, we are very ordinary. We have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. We may be earth pots, broken, shabby, but inside is a treasure. We're not the best possible people, but we are servants of the best power there is. And if you know about Paul's life, you can appreciate these sayings. Pressed on every side, but not crushed. Perplexed, don't know what to do, but not in despair. Persecuted, and he was. How fortunate we are. We haven't got to fear the secret police coming in. We haven't got to fear a bomb being placed in our midst. We're not persecuted. But he said they were persecuted, and they were. But they weren't abandoned. Struck down, but not destroyed. It reminded me of a Kelly doll. Have you had one of those? You can knock it, and it always comes upright. You knock it, and it always comes upright. Because it has firm foundations. And we are to be like that. We are to have firm foundations in God. All our weight is to be on God. So that when we're hit, we can stand up again. And who stood to gain from this? Well, Paul said, it's not for us, it's for you. So that more and more people can cause thanksgiving to overflow to the glory of God. In this case, it's the Corinthian church. And Paul is so conscious of God's glory that he can say, we do not lose heart, or we do not faint. Therefore, we do not lose heart. And he repeats this, he says it earlier in this letter. We do not lose heart. That's the important thing. We do not lose heart. For though outwardly we are wasting away, inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles. Now, think of Paul. He goes through a description in one of the letters where he says that he's been stoned twice and left for dead, flogged many times, and shipwrecked, and he goes on. He didn't have an easy life. And he talks about these light and momentary troubles. No big potatoes, was it, in the message? Achieving for us an eternal glory that outweighs them. For we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, what is unseen is eternal. Have a look around. How old is this place? Go and ask Jenny afterwards if you want to know the answer to all this. But this lot is pretty old. It's been here a long time. But it's only temporary. It will go. It will pass. Peter talks about gold which is perishable. Well, not very. That gold, if you dig gold out of the ground that's been buried for even 4,000 years, it shines. But it's still temporary. What we have to gain in God is eternal. So therefore, do not lose heart. So when life is hard, you face your own weakness, you're worn out, troubled, full of doubts, remember. Remember those eagles, holding out their wings so God can lift them. And therefore, we do not lose heart. carry that picture and those words away with you. Tuck them away so that when bad things happen, you can think of God raising you despite them. Let's pray. O Lord, we thank you for your promises that whenever we are down, you can strengthen us. Whenever things seem bad, you care for us and you can lift us up. Pray, Lord, that we may spread our wings so you can lift us. Amen.
Welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded live at our Sunday morning service. Our speaker today is Richard Carpenter, member of our preaching team at St. James, and is entitled A Different Way of Life. The readings are taken from Colossians 3, verses 12 to 17, and 1 Peter 2, verses 9 to 12. You can watch the whole service on our YouTube channel, which is linked on our website.